This is KUNC. I'm Kyra Buckley. The city of Boulder continues to grapple with ways to move forward after a police confrontation with a Black college student sparked outrage. A video of the incident with Zaid Atkinson, who was picking up garbage in his front yard, went viral. A former prosecutor was set to investigate, but city leaders scrapped the plan after Atkinson and others called for a citizen oversight board instead. Annette James, president of the NAACP Boulder chapter, is among them. What do you make of the city's decision to change course?
I think that elected officials are supposed to listen to the wishes of the community. And I think it came across loud and clear that they needed to change course, and they followed through. So I applaud them for that.
Boulder police are conducting an internal investigation, and they say they've put the officer who first approached Atkinson on paid administrative leave. Can you just tell me a little bit of your sense of the relationship between Boulder police and communities of color living in Boulder?
Well, I think that, you know, unfortunately, Boulder is not as much of a microcosm, you know, as we like to think that it is. So Boulder is a cross-section of the real world, and the real world has biases, and we need to face that. And when we do face it, we need to be swift and clear. I think that the process that the Boulder Police Department is doing is very typical of what you see, paid leave, internal investigation. The Boulder community is not comfortable with that process. You know, one of our biggest concerns was the chief of police, refused to really come out and make a statement. They could have come out very simply and said, you know what, we made a mistake. We overreacted. But the police officers didn't realize, but could not walk back the fact that they had been overzealous, oversuspicious, and overreacted.
So then what would it look like for Boulder to move forward from this incident and help to cultivate a better relationship between law enforcement and city leaders and the community?
First of all, I think the police department has to realize the power that they hold. You know, life, death, but also how we see ourselves as a community. And Boulder wants to see itself as an inclusive community. And so we have to make that real. And so the police can undo all the goodwill of all the organizations such as the NAACP. I mean, they outweigh all the good that we do. So because they have so much power, I think they need to own that, and they need to start to do the things that build community where they are trusted. Because my community don't want to even refer to them as law enforcers, because they're not enforcing the law when you profile someone and you interrogate them, you humiliate, traumatize them, and then you don't make amends for that. We want to create a citizen oversight review board that's diverse and has power.
What can other Colorado communities learn from what's happening in Boulder, especially communities that, like you said, want to see themselves as becoming more and more inclusive?
I think that you have to start really diving deep into your policy and procedures and protocol. And that's what we're trying to do. I don't presume to know what every community should do, but I do think that until people reach the point where they've done the personal work that removes that initial stereotypical reaction based on bias, we have to have protocol. And all entities that serve the community must have these procedures in place that minimizes a reaction based on bias.
Annette James, president of the NAACP Boulder chapter, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.